This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, the 24th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm and sunny day across Israel. Tel Aviv and Haifa enjoy clear skies, while Jerusalem has a gentle breeze, making it pleasant for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, in response to rocket launches last night, IDF attacked in southern Lebanon. The strikes targeted Kerbat Salam and Tulin, following Hezbollah's ceasefire violation. This report comes from Walla just in. Also, Katz says Israel awaits U.S. approval to strike Iran. This, as the IDF uncovers a Hezbollah tunnel beneath a clothing store near Metula. That's from Ynet earlier today. Also, this hour, the smaller cabinet convened to discuss actions in Lebanon and Iran. Officials in Jerusalem indicate a potential return to hostilities. This is according to N12. Separately, far-left author Peter Beinart wins a Pen Award. His book on post-Gaza destruction challenges Jewish statehood. The Times of Israel reported on this earlier today. And finally, a controversial cartoon on Ukraine sparks debate. This from Haaretz's Morning Edition. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, shared that former President Trump suggests Iran must stop funding Hezbollah to reach a deal with the U.S. This post came in earlier today. Meanwhile, Al Arabiya English reports that Kuwait's army claims two drones from Iraq targeted northern border posts. They say no casualties occurred. Lastly, Eli Fishberger notes that a civil rights investigation is underway in New York. It's over a group called NYC Educators for Change. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF's response to Hezbollah's actions. The strikes on southern Lebanon come after rockets launched last night violated a ceasefire agreement. Walla reports this escalation underscores the fragile nature of current truce efforts. The ongoing tension raises concerns for civilians on both sides of the border. Turning to the situation with Iran, Katz's statement about awaiting U.S. approval highlights the geopolitical complexities in the region. Ynet's report connects this to the discovery of a tunnel near Metula, suggesting heightened alertness. The implications could affect regional stability and diplomatic relations. Meanwhile, the smaller cabinet's discussion reflects growing concerns over renewed hostilities. N12 indicates that officials are preparing for possible actions in Lebanon and Iran. This development signals a critical juncture for Israel's security strategy. On the cultural front, Peter Beinart's Pen Award for his book raises questions about narratives on Jewish statehood. The Times of Israel notes his critical stance on Israel's policies. The award could influence international opinion on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Turning to business and markets. First, Maariv Business reports a significant price increase on a basic product is rolling out, marking an 18% rise in under 3 years. This development affects consumers directly. Separately, from CTech, CyberArk's founder highlights innovation as key to Israeli high-tech's future. His perspective emphasizes resilience and growth in the tech industry. And finally, from Ynet Business, Israel sees a surge in flag sales this Independence Day. Despite fewer public events, demand for U.S. flags has jumped, reflecting strong bilateral ties. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 3 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.